In 2013, changes were made in a diagnostic criteria in the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the diagnostic Bible of the medical community, which eliminated Asperger's syndrome. The various autism labels are now merged into one designation, Autism Spectrum Disorders. The rate of autism is now 1 in every 100 births. That's from the Centers for Disease Control 2009. And continues to escalate at an alarming rate. Every 21 minutes, a child is diagnosed on the spectrum. It is 4 times more common in boys than girls and is consistently prevalent around the globe and within different racial, social, and ethnic communities. According to the Autism Society of America, the lifetime cost of caring for a single child with severe autism ranges from $3.5 to $5 million. Autism is a different way of thinking and learning. People with autism are people first. Autism is only one part of who they are. ASD is no longer viewed as strictly a behavioral disorder, but one that affects the whole person on various fronts: biomedical, cognitive, social, and sensory. With individualized and appropriate intervention, children with ASD can become more functional and learn to adapt to the world around them. Great strides are being made in our understanding of autism spectrum disorders and how best to help these individuals. Children are now being diagnosed as early as 12 to 15 months old, and many who receive intensive early intervention are able to enter elementary school in class with their typical peers, needing minor supports and services. No matter what the age of diagnosis, children and adults with ASD are constant learners, and significant improvements in their functioning can be made at any age with the appropriate types and intensity of services. Introduction. This third edition of this book is a compilation of articles I have written for the Autism Asperger's Digest magazine from 2000 to the present. The articles have been grouped into different categories, addressing subjects from early educational interventions to sensory sensitivity problems to brain research and careers. At the beginning of each section, I have added a new updated introduction, which includes additional thoughts on the subject matter. Articles that required updating were updated. The articles combined both my personal experiences with autism and practical information that parents, teachers, and individuals on the autism spectrum can put to immediate use. The autism spectrum is very broad, ranging from individuals who remain nonverbal to a mild Asperger's individual who is a brilliant scientist or computer engineer. This book contains information that can be applied across the entire autism spectrum. Chapter 1. Diagnosis and Early Educational Intervention. The best thing a parent of a newly diagnosed child can do is to watch their child without preconceived notions and judgments and learn how the child functions, acts, and reacts to his or her world. Both research and practical experience show that an intensive early education program, in which a young child receives a minimum of 20 hours a week of instruction from a skilled teacher, greatly improves prognosis. The brain of a young child is still growing and evolving. At this stage, the neural pathways are highly malleable, and intensive instruction can reprogram faulty wiring that prevents the child from learning. Plus, behaviors in a young child have not yet become ingrained. It will take less practice to change an inappropriate behavior at age 2 or 3 than it will to change the same behavior at age 7 to 8. By then, the child has had many years of doing things his way, and change comes about more slowly. ABA, Applied Behavioral Analysis, programs using discrete trial training have the best scientific documentation backing up their use. But other programs,